today at the nothing has changed. This is like the following March, and the criticisms that could, I think, fairly have been made then can fairly be made now, and we are still in this enervating, I think, rather destructive struggle now.
Gene Robinson in Washington, what happens if they pass the bill? It's all forgotten, it's all forgiven, as the president held his economy up.
Our long national nightmare as commentators is over. maybe we can get on with
our for cap and trade.
You had to bring that up. You have this long sweep of history kind of thing about you. But I think Peggy makes a good point in that, why didn't they just do it in August of 2009? Why did we go through this kind of long process when we kind of knew the outlines of the reform plan? We knew who didn't like it. We knew who liked it. With Governor Dean, and that they should have just gone and done it, and we'd be yakking about
they changed the rules too. They said we need 60, we need 60, we need 60, we need 60. We can't get 60. We need 50. We need 50. We need 50. And my gosh, it seems to me a lot of wasted energy trying to sway Joe Lieberman and Blanche Lincoln. And by the way, another interesting thing's happening here. We're hearing more and more, Gene, whether it's from Blanche Lincoln, whether it's from other members of the House or the Senate, whether it's from former, former higher-ups, former presidents, whether you're hearing from, you name it, former powerful Democrats, they say this White House has not reached out. This White House has been insulated through the entire process. It's like Blanche Lincoln. What Blanche Lincoln said on our show the other day is what we're hearing from everybody in official Democratic Washington. And Howard Dean wouldn't say it. He hasn't said it off there, but he would if I asked him, that this White House has been in a cocoon. They haven't reached out for help. They've isolated themselves. And official Democratic Washington just doesn't know why.
I think that's a very fair criticism of this White House. And there are people who rank highly in the administration who won't defend the way the White House handled this whole process, and who essentially make that point. I mean, people from the outside have been telling the White House on health care for a long time. Give us some help. Give us a push. Engage with the discussion out in the states. Help us bring the pressure back to Washington to help us get this through. They saw not a lassitude, but a reluctance to do that on the part of the White House for a long time.
And then
the White House started doing that. In fact, they started getting results. So they started moving their poll numbers.
They put Dennis Kucinich on a plane, and it worked. They should have done that a couple months ago. John Meacham, we talked about the grand sweep of history. I think you have to go back to Jimmy Carter to find a president. Again, according to Democrats in Washington, because Republicans have been irrelevant to this process from the beginning as far as the votes go.
Yeah.
But you talk to Democrats in Washington, senior Democrats, who have run the city for years, and they say they haven't seen anything like this since Jimmy Carter, and before that, they can't think of a comparison.
I've heard that as well. People you would think the president would be talking to, he has not talked to. I think that they have of course they're insular. I mean, anybody, Peggy knows this far better than I do. It can be an insular place, and you're in the bunker. And my concern about the next battle or the next couple of years is this process argument, the idea that the administration believing that because the process, people don't like the process, it's not the merits of the bill. That's like saying we need a better communication strategy.
Yeah.
You know, it ignores the substance, the underlying facts. And it is true that when you poll on the different elements, people tend to like them, and you know, we'll get there. But whenever you start blaming process, you become, I think, the capacity for self-delusion and self-justification and self-pity, which is the single most corrosive element of leadership.
Washington is so bad. Washington is so bad, Peggy. You hear it from every time the president's back on their heels, and we're hearing it again here. This is just a terrible, terrible town.
You know, there's only one thing that can make all this worse, and that is this weekend or over the next week, seeing this big, divisive, tearing struggle settled, quote-unquote, by some weird legislative legerdemain like the slaughter rule or demon pass, where people don't actually even stand up and say, I'm for it, it's great, it's going to help you, I'm voting yes on this bill, and then this bill passes or fails. Do you know what I mean? If they sneak it in, it will be the final rubbing raw of the wound that has been opening
the past
year.
Will that stick? Will the feeling you have stick? Because the discussion we had on the set, Eugene Robinson, yesterday was that, you know, process, people are going to forget that. They're going to forget it. And
not
if this
in this case, believe it or not,
I think either you think process is important or you don't. So you can't say that the White House is wrong to focus on process, but somehow the opponents of the bill are right to focus on process. I tend to be of the school that says that in the end it is the substance of the bill. It will, and people will look at it. They have to take a fresh look at it, or for some people, really a first time look at the specific provisions of the measure once it passes, and then how people are thinking, whether they're thinking is evolving. I don't think the process argument in the long run means very much in the country. It may sour some relationships here in Washington, but those relationships, frankly, across the aisle were pretty sour to begin with.
You know, Gene, I think I understand what you're saying. I just think the Democrats don't want everybody else to look at them and say at the end, they snuck it in. Democrats want people to say, well, they won, not they snuck it in. So to that degree, a benign word like process actually becomes important, I think.
And I actually mean it in a sense, not just the demon pass, as you put it in the journal, but the idea that Washington is broken.
Right.
And therefore, they will not recognize the particular genius of, you know, whomever is making that critique. And it's, as you know this, at the highest levels of the administration, they are very articulate about this argument. And it's a dangerous
That Washington doesn't work, there's a problem. And that's why you hear it from the right when they're in the majority, you hear it from the left when they're in the majority. Oh, the Senate is an institution, doesn't work. And James Madison, what he wrote about 200 years ago, doesn't apply now when it comes to checks and balances.
Remember 1801, when the election went to the House?